Well, good morning, everybody, to our Saturday, our team workshop. This is, you know, exciting time for us all to get together, inspire each other, lift each other up, you know, together, working together, light as a feather. I mean, we can do this. And this morning, we have a very special guest speaker. I have a couple of announcements I want to make first. Number one is the launch partners that Mike DiMuccio, Dave Johnson, and Ben Woodward are pretty much spearheading. So we're getting events popping up now all around Canada, United States, Mexico, all over Europe. So there's two different Facebook groups. One is closed. You need to submit your information to Mike DiMuccio regarding your name, your rank, when you're going to have your meeting. Anyway, he's got several things you need to do to be able to be on that, but I really recommend everybody on this call, become a launch partner and be on that. There is a Facebook, an open page for everybody, which is, I didn't write it down in the right spot, Active Wellness Tour. And on that, you can find all the flyers. And you can download them so that you can print them out, so that you can attach them to emails to send to people. You can share them on Facebook. The whole idea is that we invite, and create massive momentum. There is, there's events. This weekend, there's today in Richmond, Virginia, there's one. There's one in San Bruno, California today. There's one tomorrow, Sunday, in Ohio. There's one Monday in Chicago, January 20th, which is Friday, is Rexburg, Idaho. There's just so many of them, and so you need to go online and find them. You know, it gives you the opportunity to reach out to people that you know in the area. Use Facebook, other methods to find people that you might know that you can invite. The whole idea of this, again, is working together. We can create lots of synergy, lots of energy, lots of momentum for everyone. So I really recommend that you get on, first of all, get on the open website and get the flyers. And March 25th, this is Pam. Yeah, Pam and Ron are having one. February 4th, I know there's one coming up in Atlanta. Everybody that's on this call this morning, let's get some scheduled. And Mike has a template, a professionally done template to use, that helps create that synergy for us all to use the same template. And you get that on the closed Facebook webpage. But it's very easy to get membership to it. You just need to apply. And I did send out an email with all that in it. So if you've got more questions, call us or text us. Let's see. The second thing I wanted to talk about is Ben Woodward has done two really, really good calls, one on January 3rd, which I think most of you have listened to, about the importance. I mean, what's the most important thing we can do in our NACAN business, and that's invite. You know, get into conversations with people, invite them to get together with us and chat, find out, you know, what's important to them, what's their wants, what their needs are, invite them to take a look at NACAN, the products or the business as a solution for them to get what they're wanting in their life. And so the other call that he just did this last Tuesday was excellent, because he offered ways to get into conversation with people, you know, how to talk to everybody, just be friendly, genuinely friendly and chatty, and just see where it goes, and how to ask for referrals. Really, really great call. So if you haven't listened to that yet, I have sent out links to it, but you can just go to theroyalalliance.com. So theroyalalliance.com. And then there's a YouTube. You just go in there, and it's down on the bottom. Oddly enough, the new ones aren't on the top. They're down on the bottom. And there's the January 3rd one, and the January 10th one with Ben Woodward. And back to the one on the 3rd, he challenged all of us really, you know, to look at how do we spend the time in our lives. You know, like, we spend a third of our life sleeping. You know, we spend a tremendous amount of time, you know, just driving, commuting. But how much time do we spend inviting? And he really challenged all of us to take 30 minutes a day to invite people to get together to talk. And one of the things, Eric Worre just did a free training, and I think that it might be posted on the Royal Alliance. Dave Johnson sent out a link to it. It's posted on the closed Facebook group, the launch one. But again, how to invite using texting. And again, if you don't have that, just let us know, and we'll make sure you get the link for that. So, you guys, this morning, we have Ruth Lowe on, and Ruth Lowe is a platinum. And Ruth made a big decision a couple of months ago that she was going to sponsor a whole lot of people, and she did. Not only sponsor them, but help them go reach the senior rank, which now they just all went to executive rank. And she sponsored 5 in November and 4 in December, so a total of 9. And so, Ruth, we all want to do what you did, so we've got you on this morning. I mean, just share with us, and also I want to open it up so everybody can ask you questions. You know, how did you do this, and how did you talk to people, and how did you help them become senior? And anyway, Ruth Lowe.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute everybody to make sure we have a good, clean recording, and then when you want to ask a question or comment, you can raise your hand with 5-star. Just punch in 5-star. So I'm going to mute them.
Conference muted.
And I will unmute you, Ruth. There, you're unmuted.
Yay, Ruth!
Thank you.
You're
so,
right.
Jack, have you started recording? Because I didn't hear it.
Okay, here we go. It says recording on.
Oh, okay. Great. Usually we hear it on our end, but I didn't hear it. Okay. So, well, first of all, just like Jack and Karen said, that it really starts with making the decision. So when I heard Rachel Dayton speak after she won first place in the Step Up program in October, and how she just was like, you know what, I focused, made the decision, and I went back and talked to everybody, and just some of the pointers that she had, I thought, oh, my goodness, I can do that. So in the beginning of November, we actually had a family meeting. I have an 18-year-old at home, and I have a 24-year-old that's in L.A., but I had a meeting with my husband, my daughter, and the three of us first, and then I called my son and told him what our plans were, and I just pretty much said, look, you know, I have 2 months, November and December. I really want to go for this. I want to do my best. There's things I can't do at home. So, like, you have to do your own laundry. You have to do your own stuff. I can't take you here and there. You got to do your rides yourself. You know, just things like that. I needed to just truly focus on what I wanted to get done. And I didn't know exactly what I wanted. I just knew I needed seniors. So we bought a big whiteboard and put it right in front of my desk. And I started drawing circles. And I first started with 6 circles thinking, oh, I need to get 6 seniors. And then I heard Rachel talk, and she says, oh, we need 9. I'm like, oh, my gosh, so 6 is not enough. I went to 9, and I thought, well, maybe that's not enough. So I actually drew 11 circles on my whiteboard. So just first making that decision and then deciding, okay, what is it that I'm shooting for, and to have a goal in mind. Because for me, if I don't see where the pot is, a pot of gold is at the end of the tunnel, I don't know what I'm shooting for. So whether 11 was a good number or bad number, you know, it just came about. So that's how it started. And then on my whiteboard, I also put the dollar amount. So I knew that many seniors had so much volume, and I already had some volume. And I remember starting my board with 12,000. And every time a senior came about or started working, whether it's another 500, I would just cross off the 12,000, put 11,500, and work my way down. So, you know, when people do fundraising, they have this thermostat, right? And they measure off how you go up the thermostat, how many percentage. I actually went backwards. I started with the amount that I had needed and worked my way down. So I kind of went a little backwards, but it worked for me. So now that I had everything on the board, I had people's names that I wanted to follow up with, and then I had on my board to-do list. And I was very blessed that my husband made the commitment once he knew that I was serious, that he would support me with the background work, so what I call like my IT support. So but both of us are not that great in the computer, and we talked to Gary Bolton. He helped us a lot and gave us some guidelines. And so Robert actually opened my YouTube account, which I never had one, and, put some videos on there, and he did a Facebook page for me. I still don't know how to use it, but that's okay. I know I can go on it. So we're learning a lot of things. So we had those things in place. But I think what I really need to share is how I got to talking to the people. So of my 9 seniors, when I went back to look at it, 4 of the seniors came about because they were referring people to me anyway. They were not interested in the business. They were my customers. But as time went on and my relationships built, one of them I just met in October. Actually, 2 of them I just met in October and helped them. They had water systems and whatever. And then they started saying, I had friends over and they love my stuff. And I said, really? So I met with one of them and said, if you like it so much and people are coming, you should really share with them. And they're like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm like, that's okay. That's what I'm here to help with. So I kind of planted the seeds to say that it's okay to have multiple sources of income, because she is a feng shui person, was very focused on her business, and I get that. But I said to her, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. This has always been a plan B for us. It's always been a supplemental, and it's been wonderful. And why not have that and at the same time help people? So she, I planted that seed in her brain, and in November she called and said, I think I want to do this. And then when I told her, wow, in November, well, I wasn't smart enough when I met her in October to say, oh yeah, you can get retail profit and then you can get reward points, and I didn't have the spiel down. So and so when she called me in November, I was able to explain to her. So that was a huge thing for all of us that did the Step Up program. And I know that there'll be new incentives coming in Salt Lake. They're going to announce some incentive contest type of thing for 2 months. And then NECAN has committed to doing one every quarter for us, which is phenomenal. So I would highly recommend take advantage of those, understand them so that you can explain them to people. So 2 of the people came along in November because in October they were customers. They were new customers. And then 2 of them had been giving me referrals, little ones here and there. And then once I realized the advantage of going senior in November, I gave them a call and planted that seed. And those 2 actually didn't do anything till December, but that's okay. I did speak to 2 people that had dropped off my consultant list, and they truly were self-consumption customers, but they were they had people that had filters and, air filters, water filters, and had not really known about the new technologies, like the new topper and, the new insoles and Vanquest that came out in the past few years. So I contacted those. Now, I did call quite a few of people, but nobody was interested until these 2 came about. So I will tell you, I went through a lot of no's. And I kept thinking, okay, the more no's I get, the closer I'll get to my yes. Okay, I don't have my yeses yet, but I just got to keep getting those no's. So that's what kept me going, to look for those people that would really understand what I was offering. And then I have 3 people, when I called them to tell them about, gosh, we got this great promotion, and I also told them that I am going for this contest myself. So, but it's a win-win. I could help you make a $375 retail profit in 1 month. Plus, I can get you the NECA reward dollars. And they're like, and I said, and I really want to go to Fairmont, Manitoba. So I wanted them to know what's in it for me. But I said, it's a partnership here. You get all this and I get this. And honestly, I don't even know if I'll get it. But I have to at least do my best. At least you'll get to get your retail profit. And you're going to help somebody feel better. So that's how the 9 came about. But there was a lot of calls. And Robert and I, on our whiteboard, every day we would have a new person pop up, and Robert said, oh, you should email this person. I'm like, you're right. And I put it on the board. And so the next day I would do that. And so we had a running list of people, and we moved their names from the contact to the to one of my circles. And we didn't know if they would be seniors, but we still moved it into a circle because my goal was to get a name under every circle. And I will tell you, when I look at my board now, so 9 out of 11 circles. Oh, and I filled them in. So my writing is everything in black, but I love green because it represents Nikan. And so I would fill my circles in as they became seniors. Once it started, once they signed up or renewed or whatever, I would start filling with green. And then you could see the circles get filled in. First they were a quarter filled, and then a half filled, and then three quarters, and then complete. And then I also had triangles, three triangles, actually four triangles, and each triangle represented an entrepreneur club. And so when one senior got done, I would fill in one-third of my triangle with green. And then the second senior, I would fill in half, you know, two-thirds of the triangle until it's all completed. So my board now has three green triangles, so by the end of December. So, and then I had on the top line, I am Team Kaizen, because that's part of my affirmation. So affirmations are really important, and every morning and every night I did my affirmations, and they were very simple, you know, three sentences, sometimes four, and then I did pray and meditate and just ask for wisdom. I always remember Solomon asked God for wisdom. He didn't ask him for riches. He asked him for wisdom, and that's what I prayed for because I didn't know how it was going to happen. I just knew that that's what I wanted, and if it was God willing, he would show me the way, and he would put people in my path. And I can't tell you how many times somebody would call me. I got, you know, somebody called me and just said, oh, I have somebody that I think you can help. I'm like, really? Great. Give me the name, contact. And they would just keep coming. People just keep coming towards us. It was almost like we were a magnet, and we're just drawing them to us. And I'm not sure how that happened, but maybe because we were focused, and maybe because it's something we wanted, and that we were willing to work for. We weren't just sitting there and just twiddling our thumbs. But I will tell you, as we reflect, even Robert and I were talking the other day, that it came with grace and with ease. That was part of my affirmation. I am Team Kaizen with grace and with ease. I'm not in it for the stress. That's not why I chose to do Nikan. I chose to do Nikan 16 years ago because I wanted less stress. So it was wonderful to be able to do that. The other thing I want to share is it was really important for us to agree for this goal as a family. And even though my son didn't live here, I called him and told him that this is something I want to do. And he was so supportive. Actually, one of my seniors came from him because he was just like, because what I did was I asked each one of them, my daughter, my husband, and my son, I said, I want 5 referrals. And that's how it all started. Christopher gave me actually 6 referrals, and he's still giving them to me. So it's almost like I started this machine, and now Christopher's like, okay, I can do this. I can, you know, I meet people all the time that my mom can help. And my daughter just came back 2 days ago from running, and she texted me one of the runners' names, said, you need to call her mom because her back hurts. So and Robert too. So my family, from starting this process, has created a new habit to give me referrals.
Whoa!
It's pretty interesting what happens. The other thing we did was I listened to some books. I'm not a huge reader. I love using Audible because I can fold laundry, wash dishes, whatever, walk the dog. And I listen to The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks every day while I walk the dog. I also like to listen to One Small Step Can Change Your Life. And the reason why that was, it calls The Kaizen Way to Success. And he talks about little steps. And that helped us tremendously. When I listened to that book at the beginning of November, I remember asking Robert doing one little thing about the web, the Facebook, like add a line or something. And he was like, well, it's not a big deal. I'm like, look, I just want that one little step. And when he did it, I'm like, that looks great. So then he did it like for everything else. I'm like, I love it. So that one little thing was to put my web page on something. I don't remember what it was, but I felt so good about it. And really, it didn't even take him long. And I was so happy. So It's these little steps that create the momentum, that create the happiness, that create the energy, and it's pretty amazing how that works. So find things that you resonate with that will give you positive energy, because you've got to generate the positive energy within you first, and then it flows from you, and then it attracts to you. I don't know if that makes sense, but anyway, so yeah, so reading, or not reading, I shouldn't, that's cheating, listening to the books has really helped me stay focused, and yeah, so that's a lot, sorry, in 15 minutes.
well, that's, I want you to elaborate a little bit, too. One of the things that got you excited in the beginning was the, well, I don't know the beginning, but the idea of the paid vacation down to the Mayakoba in where it is on the, yeah. And so talk about that, and then talk about the cash rewards that were in addition to what you earned from your Nikan, the normal raise you make.
That was really Nikan, so. Yes, that was really sweet. So yeah, so what drove me to decide to do this besides Rachel Dayton, encouraging me, was going to Fairmont Mayakoba. When I saw that it was a 5-diamond resort, I looked it up and I went to Orbitz and I actually plugged in like 4 nights, and how much it would cost. It was like $6,500 to go there. And then I thought, oh, my airfare is another $550 times two is another $1,100. When I added it up, I'm like, this trip is worth like over $7,500. And I'm like, when am I going to spend $7,500 for me and Robert to go? Never. And I was like, we're not going to do that because we want to save our money for our family trips. When am I going to do something for Robert and me? And it just so happens it's our 30th anniversary this year. So I'm like, I am going to Fairmont Mayakoba, and Nikan is going to pay for it. And it's going to be my anniversary present. And so I immediately had Robert pull up the Fairmont Mayakoba picture, and it's on my screensaver. And people that have been at my house or seen me on Zoom that have seen my screensaver sees the gorgeous picture of the beach. And then I had pictures. I wrote it on my whiteboard, Fairmont Mayakoba, here I come. And I also – okay, so this part I've not shared with anybody yet until now because I felt a little silly. But I called Fairmont Mayakoba in the beginning of November, and I went to the gift shop, talked to the woman, and I said, I need a souvenir T-shirt. And, of course, they only had these very expensive polo shirts, and they only had one in women's and 15 in men's, and the women's one was a hot pink one. And I said, I want it. But then she told me it was $79, and I said, And then she told me, ma'am, if I send it to you, it must come Federal Express, and I have to pay $54 for the shirt. And I said, you know what? If I'm going to go, I got to do this. So I paid $134 for a freaking Fairmont Mayakoba polo shirt.
Wow.
But when I got it, it's hot pink. And those of you that are Platinum Alliance might have seen me wear it because I've been wearing it mostly on Mondays. And when I got it, I just like held it in my hand and just smelled it and touched it and like, I am there. And I know that sounds crazy, but I needed something to hold and to have in my hand to make me connected. That's just me. I needed to do that. And then on the days I didn't wear it, I would drape on the back of my office chair. So when I'm sitting there, it had my back. It was there supporting me. And I know that sounds crazy, but I had to do that for me. So to get me connected, I still wanted to go to Fairmont Mayakoba. And I know that there's all these other options. So the other bonus on it was the money. Oh, my goodness. I got a $2,500 check for November. And I'm pretty sure I'm running for December for the Step Up program. It's an extra check on top of my commission. And then because of the entrepreneur clubs, for each one, I completed 3 over the 2-month period. I got $300 cash for each entrepreneur club. So that's already $2,500 plus $900 is $3,400 plus. I don't know what I'm getting yet for December. That's all extra. So I have a wedding that I have to pay for in June for my son, and I told him that the money that I get that's extra, not all of my check because I need that for other stuff, the extra stuff was going towards his wedding. So he was excited because he says, Mom, I think they'll pay for my liquor bill. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, so the money was extra icing on the cake, but, yeah, it was the trip. It was the trip that motivated me. I wanted to, and I was watching the YouTube videos of Fairmont Mayakoba every night. They have these 2 or 3 minutes. They show you the beautiful scenery, the food. I'm so driven by food.
That is so awesome, Ruth. And you know, Jack and I used pretty similar, like when we were going for Diamond, we had a visual. We made up a copy of the Nikan Family Magazine, which was mailed out at that time. Everybody got a copy.
With us
on the cover as New Diamond. And we put it, you know, on our computer as a screensaver.
I remember that. Oh,
yeah. And we bought our clothes. Well, I bought my clothes. I don't think Jack bought clothes. I bought my outfit to wear. So like your T-shirt, I bought my outfit that I was going to wear on stage when we were in Diamond. So, you know.
Dad, I don't feel so silly, but I love my Fairmont Mayakoba shirt.
No,
it's not silly at all.
It's what it takes. It takes moving into that space, you know, claiming it, being it, visualizing it, and you know, having the pictures, having a tangible thing like the clothes, or something tangible. It just helps you to move into that space where, I mean, you claim it, you be it. And then like you did, I mean, so you made the decision, you did those things and you had your affirmations and then you did the tangible things too, like, you know, having the goals, the whiteboard. So again, the visuals, the circles and the triangles so that you can visualize your progress. I mean, you broke your big goal that gives you the excitement.
And the thermometer.
Thermometer into action steps, you know. So again, filling in the circles as people, you know, moved into being seniors and filling in the triangles as you were completing your entrepreneur clubs. And you know, all of those things, all of us, everybody on this call, you know, we can all follow this. This is a pattern that we can all follow with our goals for right now. I mean, set the goal to be platinum. Set the goals. I mean, have some shorter term goals, like, you know, for the end of this quarter. Then also set the goal for the year to be Team Kaizen.
I wanted to add one more thing, but I totally. There was one more thing I wanted to add. My pillow, I have a piece of paper that says, "Make a plan of action for tomorrow," and I have it on my pillow. So when I come to bed and turn down my blanket, there's this piece of paper sitting on there on my pillow. And I decided I cannot put my head down on this pillow unless I write down what I'm going to do tomorrow. So next on my nightstand is a spiral notebook, and it's got like 300 pages in it. And I decide, okay, this will work. And so every night and I'm still doing it, I write down what the 2 or 3 things that I'm going to get done first thing tomorrow. And then I feel like I've accomplished something. And there's simple things like what I wrote today was to email somebody that I wanted to follow up with and then text somebody that I wanted to see how they're doing. And so it's simple things like that, but I decided it sets the tone for my day the next day. And I go to bed knowing that, oh, great, I can't wait to get up tomorrow morning because I got stuff to accomplish. So that has helped me a lot. You know, that's also just a piece of paper that's on my pillow. Make a plan of action for tomorrow. And then I just write 2 or 3 things.
Yeah, I really, really like that. That's exciting.
We know everything is vibration. And even when you write words on a piece of paper and you're that close to it, your body is absorbing the vibrations of those words that you wrote down on the paper. So,
And it's the focus and keeping focus. You know, all of us know how easy it is to get knocked off focus, but, you know, having that plan the night before, having your pictures, having your shirt, you know, having your whiteboards, all those things to stay on focus, because we are very, you know, our being, whatever, we are goal-oriented. And if we can stay focused like that and praying and visualizing and expecting, you know, using the law of attraction, things do. They just start to we start to have these synchronicities in our life.
Everybody, let me say, everybody that's excited about what Ruth has done, and would either like to congratulate her or is excited about how it can help you do the same thing. Put 5-star in your phone, so I know and.
Jack will open your line.
5-star, okay.
Here's Pam.
Pam Barnes, what would you like to share?
Oh, I absolutely. And Ruth, I couldn't read what was on your shirt, but I will tell you, every Monday at our call, I thought, why does Ruth have the same shirt on? I mean, it was just one of those things that, you know, just crosses your mind and it's gone, you know? And I just figured it's because it was very comfortable and you really liked it.
I do really like it. It is very comfortable. But it's my family. So Monday when we're on the Platinum, and I tell you, the Platinum Alliance Club is phenomenal because that has really driven me. Yeah, we're very blessed, Pam, aren't we?
It is. Yes, we are. Yes. Get there. Everybody
right.
That's not there, get there.
Right, yeah, we got to do
Kaizen,
that.
Team Kaizen, right? Team Kaizen.
Yes, and congratulations, Ruth. You know I'm proud of you. We text back and forth and calls, but you know I'm very proud and very happy for you and Robert and the whole family because that's great. We'll be with you on those trips, not to the next one, but the Team Kaizen after that. We'll be joining you.
The cat.
Okay, and where is that? Where's that trip?
The next one? Japan.
Japan. Or a cruise. There's a cruise, too.
And the cruise.
Everybody that's Team Kaizen can go to Japan and...
Yeah, so everybody who does it this year in 2017 will go to Japan in 2018. So let's all do that. Yay.
Oh, okay.
I think Carla was next. Yeah, Carla. Let's see. Your line's open.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Ruth, for all that you shared. Just, I appreciate all the details from the shirt to the whiteboard and the coloring in of the shapes and all of it's helpful, your affirmations and all. Just good to hear your background to what you did, all the work, all the cooperation. It's significant to hear about all of it. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Carla.
Marilyn Donahue.
Hi. Thank you, Ruth. That was awesome. The whiteboard really appealed to me. The fact that you've got the circles on there and filled them all in, that's a motivation for me. And I like the fact that you are writing down what you're going to do the next day. That's a great idea. Thank you so much. And congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so if everyone can do some little step, it will take you that much closer. It sounds simple. It sounds like it's so small of a step, but every little step makes a difference.
Every little step does make a difference, yes.
Okay, Gloria Snyder, what would you like to share?
Congratulations, Ruth. You are such an amazing leader. I loved, I had done it before and I had forgotten to do it, subtracting backwards from your goal, going backwards, having that number lower and more attainable every time is genius. And the layering on of the incentives. I know it's Nikan's intent. Sometimes I've gotten overwhelmed with their generosity. But you showed a way to write it down on that board and layer on all of that extra bonus money. Congratulations. Love you so much.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Bill Cotto, your line's open.
My buddy, Bill Cotto.
Oh, I couldn't hear who you said. Thank you. Ruth, that was inspirational. I really appreciate it. You know, as a guy, I did notice the pink, but I didn't put it together. It was every week. Hey, what was exciting, though, on the Platinum calls was that we knew you were out there, all out in massive action, and that you were going to make a goal. But we didn't know what you were doing because you were sneaky and didn't tell us because you knew there was competition. But I'm so grateful to hear the backstory.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay, Melissa, your line's open. Melissa Ludini.
Hi, Ruth. How are you? And thank you so very much. You gave me so many wonderful ideas with everything, and I'm so excited for you.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. So excited for you to join the team.
So let's all use these ideas to go platinum. For you, that's the goal, to go platinum, or help your upline go platinum, or go Team Kaizen, just 4 new silvers between now and the end of the year, right?
Yes.
And
our 500 every month.
And 500 every month. 500 points every month.
Qualified personal every month to stay in the running, and then the 4 new seniors. And now with our new comp plan, new seniors are 6,000, points, and they
silvers.
Have silvers, 1 to 3 months to accumulate it. So you know, doable, very doable. So, let's all set that. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about homework. You know, knowledge is worthless unless we take action on it. So Ruth has just given us incredible knowledge. I mean, the steps that she took, the things she thought, the things she visualized, you know, the way she did it. But knowledge, just like in the Bible, what did they say, Jack?
Yeah, faith without works is dead.
So knowledge is worthless unless we take action on it. And it can be a baby step, and one little baby step after another little baby step. It doesn't have to, you know, don't get scared off. Just take a little step. And so some of our homework, I want, number one, is to listen to those calls of Ben Wood's words that I talked about, the one he did on January 3rd, when he talked about how the most important skill we need to have is to invite, and to really consider investing 30 minutes a day, like 5 days a week, inviting. And we can text to invite. There's lots of different ways to invite. And then on January 10th, his call is on, how to get into conversations with people, how to ask for referrals. Just like Ruth, she asked her family for referrals. Plus, I know from previous conversations, she asked a lot of other people she asked each of them for 5 referrals. And so that's number one. Number two is register for Launch Partners. And
on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. And really let's promote these launches, get your launches scheduled. And number three is join us as Royal Platinum Partners. And you might have seen the email I sent out about that, but be Royal Platinum Partner is setting your goal to be platinum, preferably at the first quarter of this year, but anytime this year, actually. And also, you can be part of our Royal Platinum Partner team by, you know, if you want your first goal to be to go silver, to help your upline to be platinum. Like we have lots of people on here that have an upline that is heading for platinum, like Gloria. And, you know, some of Gloria's team, you might want to set your goal to be silver or to be gold as part of that. And then, like in the first quarter, and then later in subsequent quarters this year, you know, to go ahead and be platinum yourself. But that's our homework. And, you know, start implementing all these things Ruth shared with us. Whiteboards, I mean, all of these things, I think all of them are very, very viable steps that will help you to stay focused, I mean, to make the decision, and then to stay focused on your goal and to have that clarity so that you can continue to each day take a small step forward.
And the other Facebook thing to look at is Active Wellness Tour.
That's the one that's open to everybody.
Everybody, and you just start down at the very bottom, and you can go up through all the flyers and everything, and all the information. There's videos and stuff in there too that you can see. So
yay, Ruth! Thank you so much for sharing this morning. And
thank you.
Thank you. You and Robert are amazing. Thank you, everybody that's on. The whole conference is unmuted now, so we can all say yay!
Congratulations!
Yay!
Kevin, appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
Yay!
Hey,
love you.
Hey, team.
Yay, Enzyme team.
Woo-hoo! Yay, Enzyme team. Woo-hoo!
Okay, bye.